Star Wars 7x7 episode 3049. We've been talking over the last couple of days about the series of Obi-Wan Kenobi stories released in honor and celebration of the Kenobi series hitting Disney Plus. We are wrapping up that conversation today with one final story. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, the final story in the Obi-Wan Kenobi limited series from Marvel, it's issue number 5, and it's one that takes place pretty close to the events of A New Hope. The sandstorm that was coming had arrived in previous tellings of his tales, and now it's past. And he needs to pick up some parts to fix stuff that was destroyed in the sandstorm. In the meantime, some Tuskens have stolen supplies from an Imperial depot, and the guy who's running the depot is really unhappy about that and wants to send troops out to recover the supplies and massacre the Tuskens. And this did give me a moment's pause because this basically establishes that stormtroopers already had a presence on Tatooine before the events of A New Hope. So, you know, when you think about Luke and Ben and R2 and 3PO arriving in Mos Eisley and getting stopped by stormtroopers, it isn't necessarily just stormtroopers that have been dispatched from the Devastator that are looking for the droids. There are other stormtroopers kicking around on the planet, and these, you know, may be part of that contingent, or they may be extras that it came from the Devastator and everybody's just been briefed about it. But back to the story at hand, the Tuskens are a lot craftier than the Imperials give them credit for, surprise, surprise, and it turns out that it's a trap. And comedically, there's a moment where when the stormtroopers realize it's a trap, one of them says, "It's a," and then he is shot by Tuskens hiding from sniper positions, and they completely wipe out the troopers. But where Obi-Wan comes into this is that he happens to be approaching the area after the ambush and starts scavenging Imperial power supplies, and it turns out that there is one trooper who has survived the attack, and Obi-Wan has to decide what he wants to do with the guy, which of course is going to potentially put Obi-Wan at risk for discovery, which then puts Luke in danger, and ultimately Obi-Wan refers back to the same mantra that he's been talking about in the previous two stories that we talked about just a couple of days ago and yesterday, which is to protect life and to preserve it, that is what the Jedi are supposed to be all about. And so ultimately he takes the stormtrooper to his home and lets the guy like recover. Like, he's there for 3 days and finally wakes up. And I suppose it's one thing for Obi-Wan to risk that happening, but it's another thing for Obi-Wan to have an alcove in his home where his lightsaber is prominently displayed, and the stormtrooper gets up out of the bed, grabs the lightsaber, and is apparently familiar enough to get the thing to flick on immediately. And Obi-Wan says, you know, take it, like, you know, it can be dangerous out there and whatnot, and ultimately the guy just drops it and runs. And as far as Obi-Wan goes, that's pretty much the brunt of the story. And he talks about how surprising it is that even when you've chosen your path, it's a surprise to see where your path will take you. But he also ruminates that he believes his time on Tatooine is coming to an end. So somehow he's sensing something that's about to happen in the forest, which is, of course, the arrival of Princess Leia's message and his re-encounter with Luke and all of the stuff that happens in A New Hope going forward. But he's definitely at a place where he's sensing something, presumably through the Force. He never says as much, but something that is letting him know that his time as a hermit is about to come to an end. And when you consider that preserve life and protect life mantra that he's been thinking about, that seems to apply very well to how everything is fulfilled in A New Hope, because when he makes the decision, of course, to fight Darth Vader and to distract him while his friends are trying to escape, yeah, that's the act of protecting life and preserving it by sacrificing himself so that way Leia and Han and Luke and Chewie and 3PO and R2 can escape. And it's also exactly what he was trying to do with all of the folks that were on the path in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, all those people who were trying to escape and disappear. his involvement endangered them, and he tried to figure out a way that he would no longer endanger them so that they could all escape. Like when he took off in that shuttle to draw Vader away to that uninhabited moon and let the other shuttle escape in the process with all those refugees, if you will. So it's neat to see that theme carried all the way through, not just in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, but even all the way through to A New Hope and connecting those two stories. And so that is what I have for you about that fifth and final story, which is just called Ben, just very simply Ben, in the Marvel Obi-Wan 5-issue limited series. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Seven is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.